Hi there! Welcome to Lighthouse Christian Fellowship. We are a soul-winning ministry who seeks to equip and disciple people to do the Great Commission. May this message breathe hope and life to your soul. If you haven't already, kindly share this to your family and friends on social media. Today's weekly message will be shared by Pastor Lathur Badoy. Be blessed!
Let us all welcome this special presentation from the Lighthouse Creative Team.
Each of us holds a post that symbolizes our calling and destiny. For some, like this vibrant and outgoing young person, holds the post of purpose and vision. Others, such as this beautiful single lady, protects the post of moral values. While others, like this thriving businessman, is blessed enough to spread love and generosity. And we also have a responsible father who is destined to uphold the post of righteous living. Each post directs all of us to what we are meant to do and who we are meant to be. But the road to fulfilling our destiny is not always smooth. It comes with challenges and adversaries, struggles and distractions.
Hey, girl! Halika, may papakita ko sa'yo. Tingnan mo, maganda dito. Ito ang bagong trend ngayon. Masaya to. Iwan mo na yan. Dito ka na. Sige na. Arat na.
Hi, miss. For you, alam mo, ang ganda-ganda mo. Sa tingin ko'y mahal na yata kita. Miss, sige na. Iwanan mo na yung poste mo at sumama ka na sa akin. Let's have fun together.
Hey! Gusto mo maging mayaman, di ba? Gusto mo maging big time? Eto, oh, may solusyon ako para sa iyo. Magiging mayaman ka dito. Dali! Iwan mo na yung post mo. Tara na! At magpakayaman tayo. Pare! Tara na! Alam mo, favorite mo to. Alam kong gustong-gusto mo to. Tara na! Pabayaan mo na yan! Tara, shot puno!
While it might seem easy to resist temptations at first, be careful that you do not stumble and leave the post, for trials and testing will surely come your way. The forces of evil are not satisfied with a single attempt. It will come at you with increasing frequency, intensity,
money,
and malicious desire. Temptations will become intensely strong, enticing, and deceiving. Your enemy will capitalize on your weakness to fool you and make you believe that there's nothing wrong with what you're doing. He will offer counterfeits, happiness, temporary pleasures, and alluring traps to weaken your defenses. The enemy will target your thoughts, desires, and weaknesses to break you and force you to leave your post. Temptations will test your resolve and resilience. The enemy will use everything in his power, including the desires of your flesh, to bring you down and take you captive. The devil came to steal, kill, and destroy you. But you think it's all just about having fun until he ensnares your soul, and then you sin even more, and then more, and then more. It seems harmless, not until you realize it's a trap. Now sin got a hold of you that you stopped holding on to your precious post. You left your post, and before you know it, it is already too late.
YOLO! YOLO! You only live once! YOLO! Ako ng YOLO!
I started with just small compromises. Hanggang sa nilabo na ako ng mga kasalanan. I let my fleshly desires control over me. Napakarupo ko! Ang dali kong mauto na pag-ibig! Kaya beware of compromises! Look at me now! Look at me! I feel so dirty! I feel so impure! Where's my post? Now, I have lost my moral values.
I was too confident that my faith was strong, but in the end, I stumbled. I was too confident and so stupid to think that donating to charities and churches, doing all these religious duties, would cancel out all my illegal activities. Don't be deceived by the enemy. Pera! Nagkikaaman ako sa pera! Because of this, I lost my post. Naging corrupt ako and lost the true meaning of love and generosity. Akala ko, okay ako! Na malakas ako! Pero ang ikina ko pala! I gave in to temptations! Alak! Babae! Sugal! Nagpadala ako sa tawag ng laman! Bakit? Alam nyo, taksi ng kasalanan! Huwag na huwag nyo akong tutularan! Ngayon saan? Saan ako pupulutin ngayon? My family is broken! And my children hate me! What happened to my post? What happened to my post? My post! What happened to my post? Bakit ko nakalimutan ang daan? The righteous living, bakit? Please! Don't leave your post!
Each of us holds a post that symbolizes our calling and where we will be in eternity. Unfortunately, some of us have left the post and destroyed our destiny. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. Romans 8:13.
Experience God in a life-transforming way. A full life is waiting for you as you live by the Spirit and reject the temptations of the flesh. The Lord is eager to give you the very best to you. You just have to trust Him, obey Him, and live for Him. Be empowered through the ministry of God's Word through Lighthouse Senior Pastor, the man of God, Pastor Lathur Badoy.
Good day, everyone. Can we clap our hands to the Lord? Come on, let's honor God. Lord, God of love, God of hope, God of change, God of the new life, we worship you today. We honor you, Lord. Thank you for your presence, God. Thank you for your presence, God. And Lord, today, Lord, among giabri among mga kasing-kasing, binubuksan po namin aming mga puso, Panginoon. Kausapin mo kami, baguhin mo kami, O Diyos. Salamat po. We pray in Jesus' name. And everyone would say, amen and amen. You may be seated. God is so very good. Magandang araw po sa lahat. We are really, really happy that you're here today. Those joining us online, thank you po. May God bless you as well. Ngayong araw po, we saw in the presentation, medyo mga seryosong bagay. Nakakaiyak, pero totoo eh. Totoo, no? As a pastor, I am a counselor. And so, as a counselor, yung mga drama ng buhay, I encounter them. Klase-klaseng drama ng buhay. And I want to say, yung mga kinento doon, yung mga dinipik nila, totoong totoo yun. And today we want to talk about something that I pray will change our lives, will help us. The message of the Lord for you and for me, kasali ako, is entitled, The Flesh Kills, The Spirit Gives Life, Live by the Spirit. Yung laman, ang unod, makadaot, patsyon ka, daoton ka. The flesh kills. Anong klase? Love and romance, same sex, opposite sex, it doesn't matter. Nasira siya, okay? And those other things, family, napakaganda na sana, nasira pa. Your business and so on, values, and then yung purity and innocence and a hope for a great future, nasira. Bakit? Ang laman, ang unod, kusog kayo, grabe, nagdikta sa ilang desisyon, nalupig sila. Kining ang mensahe, dili ni siya theoretical, not at all. Dili ni siya Bible study in terms of concepts lang. We're talking about reality here. Unsa ang mga butang na pwede makadaot. And I pray that you will listen. Karong adlaw, kining mensahe is related to the New Life Sunday. Bagong kinabuhi. Nga naman nato ni istoryahan kay ang kinabuhi nga bago nga gusto ihatag ni Lord is a life of righteousness, peace, and joy. That's the kingdom of God, the Bible says, in the Holy Spirit, Romans 14:17. Unsaon nimo na pagbaton o pag-enjoy kung ang imong kinabuhi na control ka sa flesh. And I've lived long enough and I've been a follower of Jesus, thank God, for 39 years. And I tell you, 39 years is a long time to see so many stories of people na hindi maganda ang ending. Hasimula maganda, pero ang ending hindi maganda. Lahat sila, meron silang commitment, nasa sila yung mga values, gusto nila gunitan, mga butang na dili nila i-give up unta, nasa sila gusto ma-accomplish silang kinabuhi. Nasa sila calling, they have a calling from God, and they wanted to pursue those, pero nadala sila ng kasalanan, ng laman. And the Bible says and warns that when we allow the flesh to lead us, to dictate to us ang sa atong ginabuhat, atong actions and responses, we will be destroyed, madaot kita. Katong final verse gagi gi-describe ganina, I want you to take it to heart. Romans 8:13, for if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. Nadaot ang ilang purity, nadaot ang ilang dreams, nadaot ilang pamilya, nadaot sila because of sin, because of the flesh. Ang kalabang po natin, the flesh, the world, the devil. These things work together like an unholy trinity. And yet, ang mahirap takbuhan ay ang laman dahil ang laman ay nasa loob natin. Kahit na magtago ka pa like a monk, isang mongha sa isang bundok, may flesh, may unod ka, may sinful nature ka. May parte mo na gustong muha ng masama. And if you do not watch it, the flesh can reign or rule and kill you. Our desire is to allow the Holy Spirit of God instead na siya ang mugiya sa ato. And so the challenge and the application is live by the Spirit. Love God, obey God, honor God, live by the Spirit. One of the major contrasts in the Bible is the contrast between the flesh and the Spirit. Kung atong ginabasa ang Bible, makita nato na yung mga different kinds of contrast, good and evil, and other things. One of those important contrasts is flesh and spirit. And please listen, okay? Wala na ito, ginawasikosik imong time. Na kay matunan diri, it will save you, you know, a destroyed life. It will save you years or decades of your life. Let's look at some examples of this contrast. John 3, 5 and 6. Jesus answered, "Truly, truly, I say to you," he was talking to Nicodemus, our religious leader of that time, "unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit." So, like contrast sa spirit og flesh. Let's look at the book of Galatians, chapter 5, verse 16, 17, 19, and 22. "But I say, walk or live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh." So there's a contrast there. "For the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh. For these are opposed to each other to keep you from doing the things you want to do. But now the works of the flesh are evident: sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality. But the fruit of the Spirit," again the contrast, "is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, etc." So makita nato dito, ang unod gabi kareal. Gusto man nilang gumawa ng mabuti, pero na-overcome sila ng kanilang unod. Ilang flesh, ilang laman, sinful nature. They wanted to uphold good values. They wanted to do what's right. They wanted to preserve their purity. Pagsimula, they said no, pero kadugayan na-overcome sila. And I said, I'm also preaching to myself because, please understand, walang exempted sa atin. Lahat tayo may sinful nature. Actually, this week, medyo there was a part na medyo na, hindi ako po na-depressed, pero natarong ko gamay because there's this worship leader that I really look up to for decades already. And at least based on the report, na nakuan, again, with appeal to mga threads sa ilang mga chat and so on. So I don't know how reliable everything is, but na dito mga chat, giamin na siya affair, 7 years na affair, and I was saying, my goodness, during the years, kina-follow taka ang worship leader, nga hallelujah, grabe ka spiritual, nade kay Ana, etc. And please understand, walang exempted. Pero masabihin katabi mo, walang exempted sa atin. Okay? Lahat tayo pwede. Lahat tayo pwedeng mahulog sa bisyo, sa maling pag-ibig, sa maling mga bagay. Dapat mag-ingat tayo. Dapat tanggapin natin ang tulong ni Lord to give us a brand new life. Amen. Living by the flesh means living for the desires of your body and the longings of your soul. So pag nagkinabuhi ka at pinagi sa unod, nabubuhay ka para sa laman, ang buhay mo para sa gusto ng katawan mo at para sa gusto o emosyon ng iyong ng desires ng iyong emotion. So flesh is the general enemy na meron siyang maraming expressions. Fleshly, physical desires, drugs, sex, etc., pornography, fleshly, emotional desire, wrong relationships, etc. Yun siya, those things are the activities of people who are led by the Spirit, by the flesh and not by the Spirit. Romans 8, 5 to 8. "For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh. But those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit. To set the mind of the flesh is death." Yan. Death. "But to set the mind of the Spirit is life and peace." Okay? So kung flesh, death. Kung Spirit, life and peace. Pause tayo na sandali doon. Maunang ginastoryahan nato ni. Ayag yung storya nga immune ko diha. Dili na pwede maitabo sa ako ha. Nunca, never. I'm not that bad. I'm a good boy. I'm a good girl. Don't say that. All of us, we can be destroyed. Okay? If we are not submitting to the Spirit of God. Capital S meaning Spirit, Holy Spirit, Spirit of God. Verse 7, "For the mind that is set on the flesh is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law. Indeed, it cannot. Those who are in the flesh cannot please God." Kung naka sa ano, di mo please si Lord. And mamaya, meron tayo papag-usapan na flesh, na religious ang itsura. Ang demonyo, iba-ibang itsura. Iba-iba ng appearance. Ang flesh, iba-iba rin ng appearance. But they're all flesh. They're all enemies to God. They're all rejecting the will of God. And they will all be destroyed. They will all go to death and hell, as the Bible says. So dapat iwasan natin sa tulong ni Lord. Romans 6:16, and 21. Do you not know that if you present yourselves to anyone as obedient slaves, you are slaves of the one whom you obey, either of sin which leads to death or of obedience which leads to righteousness? But what fruit were you getting at that time from the things of which you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. Kini mga butang na sala pinagi sa unod, kinahanglan ni siya, aware kita nga dili nato ni kaya. Ikaw, ako, dili nato kaya. Kinahanglan nato ang Holy Spirit. So living by the flesh, living by the Spirit are modes of living, modes of operation. Now by the grace of God, piliw nato to say no to the flesh and say yes to the Spirit para ma-honor nato si Lord. Bisan ikaw bag-o pa kay Lord. Or karon attender pa ka, observer pa ka na kay calling from the Lord. You have a high and holy and special calling to God. There are people only you can reach. Even I or other people cannot reach. Only you. There are things that we cannot do. Only you can do. That's how God made us. We need each other. We cannot do everything. Each one has a special place. Ang importante po is we allow the Holy Spirit to move in us so that He can set us free. Dili ta madaot, dili ta madestroy, dili ta mapaulawan. Let's move. Living by the Spirit means seeking to do what God wants and yielding to the promptings of the Spirit. So kung nagakinabuhi kita pinagi sa unod, desires of the body, longings of the soul, yun ang ating inahabol. Okay, the pleasures and all. But if we're living by the Spirit, ang ating inahabol, doing the will of God, pleasing the Lord, yun ang ating goal sa buhay. To tell the truth, to love people, to share to people, etc. Yun ang gusto natin, okay? The Bible tells us that the person who is led by the Spirit naturally does what is good and pleasing to God. Galatians 5:16, but I say to you, walk by the Spirit and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. Pause tayo doon. Unsaon ni mo mabalibaran ang unod? Pinaagi sa gahom sa balaang Espiritu. How can you overcome the temptations? By the power of the Spirit. Dili ni mo na kaya on your own, but by the power of the Spirit, kaya mo yan. Maraming temptations darating, maraming mga, you know, mga trials at maraming mga, you know, attacks of the enemy, but you can say no and overcome with the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. For the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh, for these are opposed to each other to keep you from doing the things you want to do. Nag-scroll kag Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and then ay nag-appeal dito ng mga pangit, whether malaswa, whether, you know, occultic, whether it's too much self, too much revenge and anger or violence or anything. Okay? So, kung nang claim mo, the flesh says, uy, maragwapo na talaw, i-click na. Okay? But the Spirit says to you, mali yan, huwag mong gawin yan. Okay? So, depende sa'yo yon. Okay? Nakatagak pa ng test, git-chat ka. Okay, kita tayo, etc. Tapos, you know, nag-flirt-flirt na. So, what do you do? Okay, at that point, nag-oppose yung flesh and spirit. Gusto mong mag-engage. Gusto mong makichat, etc. But the Holy Spirit says, wag, mali yan. No, pangit na daan yan. Pangit ang ending yan. So, nag-aaway. Now you decide, Holy Spirit, I submit to you. Ikaw ang masunod sa buhay ko. Amen. Alright, anyway, let's go Romans 8:12 and 13. Okay, and the title there is living by the flesh will result to death while living by the Spirit will result to life. Okay? So, ang resulta niya is kamatayan kung flesh at buhay kung Spirit. Romans 8:12 and 13. So then, brothers, we are debtors not to the flesh to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. Una, on this earth, you will die in terms of your confidence before God, your self-respect, your confidence before people, yung mga dreams mo begins to be destroyed. Okay? Sabi nila na sa huli ang pagsisisi, oo nga, pero huli na, hindi na pwede yon. Okay? So, marami ang future natin, ang ating pangalan ni Lord, ang ating purity, yun lahat ay affected by our choices. So we need to live by the Spirit instead of by the flesh. Because we don't want death, we want life in our lives. John 6:63, it is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh is no help at all. The words that I've spoken to you, said Jesus, are our Spirit and life. Okay, let's look at an example of living by the flesh and dying as a result. And it is the life of Samson, judge of ancient Israel. So, si Samson was a judge or ruler, rescuer of the people of God in ancient times in Israel. Okay? Now, iyang kinabuhi is helpful to us because it gives a negative example of how it is, na sa ating buhay, ay iwasan natin sana kung pwede at pwede sa tulong ni Lord ang flesh. Alright, si Samson, meron siyang nagawa, and there's a sovereign part in the Samson story which for our purposes today, para ngayon lang sa ating lessons ngayon, tanggalin natin yung sovereign part, meaning yung part ng God was at work, etc. Doon lang muna tayo mag-focus for today sa choices niya. Kasi maraming siyang opportunities, good and bad, and yung choices niya, yun ang pwede tayo matuto doon. Okay? Wala tayong magawa sa gusto ni Lord or hindi gusto ni Lord. Pero yung anong pwede nating response, yun ang may magawa tayo. So let's look at this, and I pray that you and I will learn and we will change by the grace of God. Now, we read Samson's true story in the book of Judges, chapters 13 to 16. I encourage you to give time. Kung normal reader ka, siguro 15 minutes, 25 minutes, tapos mo na yan. So, okay, kayang-kaya mo yan, no? Basahin, okay? So, what are the things that we can learn from Samson about living by the flesh and being destroyed as a result? Number one, though born to godly parents and it's a special purpose in life, Samson lived by the flesh instead of by the Spirit. So, ang parents niya, Manoah and his wife, were godly. Judges 13, 12 onwards, 19, etc. Meron siyang special calling, Judges 13, 7. He was to be a Nazirite for God from the womb to the day of his death, Judges 13, 7. So, grabe ang calling niya na maging follower siya ni God, okay? At mag-serve sa kay God to be an example, kahit na magulo ang mundo, siya ay maging devoted to God in an unclean, ungodly world. In Judges 16, 1 and 4, we read Samson went to Gaza, and there he saw a prostitute, and he went into her. Okay, this is the Gaza of Hamas that you read in the news. And then verse 4, after he loved a woman in the valley of Sirek, whose name was Delilah, and then, nagkaroon sila ng relationship. So, his Samson, though he was supposed to be holy, he began as holy, nasimang siya sa iyang calling sa kinabuhi. I like to encourage you, okay? Ito pong buhay ni Samson, iwasan po natin ito. Let's realize pwedeng mangyari sa atin to. It doesn't matter gaano kagodly ng parents mo. It doesn't matter gaano kaganda ng calling mo kay Lord. Ikaw on your personal choice. Ako on my personal choice. Pwede akong magkasala, madala ng kasalanan ng laman. At yun ay dapat aware tayo at mag-depend tayo sa Holy Spirit para hindi mangyari sa atin. Number two, Samson was not able to overcome his fleshly desires because he was not open to godly words from others. Lahat tayo may weakness. Ikaw, ako, tanan kita natay, kahuyangon, natay weakness. Ang atong weaknesses do not have to be a death sentence. Weak mang yun ko, ani mang yun ko, at siguro sa akong parents. Marami tayong mga weaknesses and sometimes rationalizations. But you know, your weaknesses, whatever they may be, do not have to be the final say in your life. Kung marunong kang magtanong at magpatulong kay Lord, o makinig sa ibang tao at magpatulong sa kanila, magpatulong, magpa-correct sa kanila, pwede mong ma-overcome. Hindi ka kailangang masira sa mga fleshly desires sa buhay mo. Judges 14:2 and 3. Then he, that is Samson, came up and told his father and mother, I saw one of the daughters of the Philistines of Timnah. Now get her for me as my wife. But his father and mother said to him, is there not a woman among the daughters of your relatives or among all our people that you must go to take a wife from the uncircumcised Philistines? In short, wala bang mag-Christian dyan yung may takot naman kay Lord? But Samson said to his father, got her for me, for she is right in my eyes. Kumbaga, Diligid siya papugong ba? Diligid siya maminaw ba? Gingnan siya nga, wala ba kayo bang mapilihan? Ganon ka namang yun, etc. Pero diligid siya maminaw. Proverbs 28:26, the one who trusts in his own heart is a fool, but the one who walks in wisdom will escape. Alam nyo, kung naniniwala tayo ng puso natin yan, ng basihan, ng decisions dapat, buang-buang ta. Ang daming tao nagsisi. Bakit ako sumama sa kanya? Bakit nakilibin ako sa kanya? Bakit ako nagpagalaw sa kanya? Bakit nung sinasaktan na niya ako, ginagamit na niya ang pera ko, nabalita ako may iba pa siyang mga ginagalaw? Bakit ayaw ko pa rin iwasan siya? Alam ko illegal yung mga ginagawa nila, etc. Sali pa rin ako, blah, blah, blah. Bakit? Kasi akala natin yung puso natin yan ang guidance sa natin. Hindi po ang puso natin ang guidance sa natin. Ang word ni Lord at ang Holy Spirit, yan po ang guidance system natin. Amen? Don't tell someone, don't be a fool. Huwag tayong maging buang-buang. Number three, Samson's destruction was healed by his soul ties with people who were also living by the flesh. Ang iyang unod, na-take over siya. And again, please understand, it can happen to you, it can happen to me. Kailangan maingat po tayo. That's why you have to put parameters sa iyong buhay. We have to put parameters. We have to listen to the right people. We have to avoid certain things. Cut off this, cut off that. And we need to be careful sa ating mga soul ties. Ano yung soul ties? Yung ating heart-to-heart. Malalim na heart-to-heart connections. Mga lalum nga heart connections sa mga tao. Nalambigit atong kalag sa mga tao nga dili Diyos doon. Nagdili nagkinabuhi pinagi sa balang espiritu, nagkinabuhi pinagi sa unod. And the Bible says when we allow the soul ties to be developed, they will ultimately seal our fate of destruction. John 16:16 onwards, and when she, Delilah, pressed him hard with her words day after day and urged him, his soul was vexed to death. And he told her all his heart. Sinabi niya lahat. Okay, let's pause there. Maingat, ingat, ingat tayo pag sinasabi natin lahat sa mga tao, hindi na dapat malaman ang lahat. Some people tell others their sexual past. Some people tell others this and that. O siyempre, may na-develop kayo or whatever. Again, please, okay, God is gracious, God is at work. Not everything has the same effect in different situations. That's true. Wala tayong problema dyan. But what we're saying is we need to be careful. That's why we say in counseling, dapat may third person para hindi kayo maipit, lalo na kung separate or different gender, yung ka-counsel mo, etc. So, may mga ganon. And then be careful what you listen to, what you say to others, etc. Anyway, he told her all his heart and said, "A razor has never come upon my head, for I have been a Nazarite to God from my mother's womb. If my head is shaved, then my strength will leave me, and I shall become weak and be like any other man." When Delilah saw that he had told her all his heart, she sent and called the lords of the Philistines, saying, "Come up again, for he has told me all his heart." Then the lords of the Philistines came up to her and brought the money in their hands. She made him sleep on her knees. She called the man and had him shave off the 7 locks of his head. Then she began to torment him, and his strength left him. And she said, "The Philistines are upon you, Samson." And he awoke from sleep and said, "I will go out at other times and shake myself free." But he did not know that the Lord had left him. Alam niyo po, yung soul ties, ingat, ingat, ingat. May mga bagay pag kinikwento sa'yo at hindi na dapat sabihin mo, "Huwag mo na lang ikwento sa akin. Okay lang na hindi ko alam." Sabihan mo sila ng gano'n kasi nagkakaroon ng soul ties. Hindi lang sa sexual, sa mga kalain, sa ubang tao. Mga tao na walang ginawang masama sa ngayon, masama ng isip mo sa kanila kasi may nagsabi lang, hindi mo naman na-verify pero pinakinggan mo. Ngayon, oppositionist ka na rin sa kanya. And later on, when you find out, ito palang sinungaling, mali palang sinabi sa'yo, pero na-corrupt na ang heart mo, whatever, I don't know. But the point is, pwedeng masira ang ating puso. Ingat, ingat po tayo. Now, Jeremiah 17:9, "The heart is deceitful above all things, desperately sick. Who can understand it?" Ang puso natin is unreliable, deceitful. The flesh is deceitful. Sabi mo, siya na magbibigay ng ligaya sa akin. Sa kanya na talaga matutupad lahat ng pangarap ko, etc. Huwag kang maniwala sa puso. Mapanlin lang ang puso. Huwag kang maniwala sa mga emotion-emotion na yan. Paasa lang yan. Paiyakin ka lang yan. Number four, living by the flesh resulted to a painful, shameful death for Samson. Again, napaka-godly ng parents niya. He probably had a very good start. Ganda ng calling niya. Pero nasira lahat. Okay, nawala lahat, nanakaw ng kaaway, na-overcome siya sa unod, okay? And, you know, namatay siya in a painful, shameful way, Judges 16:30. And Samson said, let me die with the Philistines. Then he bowed with all his strength, and the house fell upon the Lord and upon all the people who were in it. So the dead whom he killed at his death were more than those whom he killed during his life. Namatay siya, kinadatugan siya sa mga pusti or sa mga, sa building, okay? Paano namatay si Lolo? Nagkasala siya, na-preso siya, tapos tinulak niya ng mga kawan, natumba ang mga building, namatay siya. Imagine mo yan ang kwan niya, kanyang cause of death. But it was not the dignified way of dying because of sin and the flesh. Proverbs 14:12, there is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is a way to death. Nay mga butang, amurag tama, giyod kaayo. Tama ito na pag-ibig. Dapat lang, kung masaya ka sa kanya, paglaban mo, kahit kabit ka lang. Kahit na, alam mo, may ibang girlfriend na siya. Kahit na lahat, you know, mga ganon, huwag tayong palinlang dyan. Kala mo tama, kala mo ito talaga, pero hindi pala masisira ka. Avoid natin yan by the grace of God. Amen. Alright, works of the law intended to obtain salvation through good works are also actions of the flesh and will result to death. Let me read it again. Works of the law intended to obtain salvation through good works are also actions of the flesh and will result to death. Now, ito pong flesh, it's the sinful nature. It's the part of us that doesn't want to submit to God. And dito mo atraka ang yawa, dito mo atraka ang world, etc. Kay ang atong sulod gusto siya og balipay gawas sa kabubuton sa Ginoo. Now, the workings of the flesh is so broad na minsan di atin ma-discern flesh pala yan. But the Bible gives us the light and therefore we can be set free. Now, in this context, death in this context means eternal separation from God. Maimpyerno ta, mahimulag ta sa Ginoo. The flesh has an indulgent, excessive, sinful face or appearance, but it also has a religious, moral, respectable face. But the actions are not pleasing to God and will result to death or eternal separation from God. So, paminaw kadali, okay? The flesh is the part of you that leads you away from God. It does not submit to God's law. It does not want to do the will of God. Lahi-lahi siyang itsura or expression na ay, like demons, na ay religious demons, okay, they bind you to false religion. Yeah, magsimba lagi ka, etc. Pero false religion to, therefore, nailad gihapon ka, labay gihapon ka sa impyerno. But it also has, the flesh has a sin, has a religious face and a sinful face na pwede kang ma-deceive kung hindi ka aware based on the Word of God. And so, let's look at the example that we find in the life of Abraham. Because Abraham was justified by faith and not by works. Okay? Because religious people try to do good as a way of buying, binibili nila ang forgiveness ni Lord. They're being kind, they're giving to charities, they're giving to churches, they're giving to needy people, they're going to church. Pero lahat yon is actually a way of saying, ayaw ko yung salvation na galing kay God, na libre, at dapat magsunod ako kay Lord. Gusto ko ng salvation na ako ang in charge. Ako ang mag-decide paano ako maligtas at anong gusto kong gawin after ako maligtas. So it's really a self-seeking, self-determining kind of life which is not the kind of life God wants. Let's look at Romans 4:2-6. For if Abraham was justified by works, he has something to boast about, but not before God. For what does the scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him for righteousness. Now to the one who works, his wages are not counted as a gift, but as his due or utang or sueldo. And to the one who does not work but believes him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is counted as righteousness. Just as David also speaks of the blessing of the one to whom God counts righteousness apart from work. So ganito ito, okay? Dali lang ni kayo, okay? Ang unod wants his way. Whether in a scandalous, sinful, impure ways or in religious, moral, respectable ways. So ang gusto sa unod is siya ang matuman. Therefore, magbuhat siya maayong butang, maghatag sa simbahan para madawat sa Ginoo, mapanalanginan siya, maka-avoid sa tunglo. Pero ang point is, gina-reject niya ang will of God. God's way of salvation through Jesus, ayaw niya yon. Ang gusto niya, yung sarili niyang paraan. This is where we want you to understand, okay? Many times you hear the word, you know, religion is not from God. And some of you may say, paano naman naging ganon? Ka-negative mo naman. This is what we mean, okay? Religion, in general, is man's way of reaching God. It is man's approach and man's effort to achieve for himself salvation. So, self-effort ito, okay? In the biblical kind of salvation, according to what we read in Romans 4, it is not by works. It is not by doing the law. It is not by your obedience na mapatawad ka, matanggap ka, maging anak ka ni Lord. It is by faith. It is a gift from God. Okay? And therefore, when we say, ayaw ko niyan, gusto ko religion, mali po yun. The biblical salvation from God is this, that Jesus came from heaven to earth, and he died for your sins and my sins. And as a result, he was able to obtain salvation. And then he offers it to you as a free gift. Ibibigay niya sa iyo as a free gift. It is a gift. No one can boast dapat because it is a gift. It is given to the ungodly. It is given to the spiritually sick. Kaya during sa time ni Jesus, ang pinaka-hate niya ang mga Pharisees and teachers of the law. Basahin natin ang Gospels. You can read them for yourself. Jesus loved the sinners, the prostitutes, tax collectors, but he hated the Pharisees, the religious leaders, because they were rejecting him. They were rejecting his way. Buti pa yung sinner, forgive me, Lord. Ganun siya. Yung Pharisee, sabi niya, ay, hindi ko na kailangan mapatawad. Mabait na ako. Gireject niya ang way ni Lord. Flesh din po yun. God does not get glory. Man gets the glory. Kaya po, flesh din yon. And again, if you live by the flesh, you will die. In fact, in Matthew 23, we don't have it in the PowerPoint, but read it for yourself. Read it for yourself. Sabi ni Jesus, kayong mga Pharisee and teachers of the law, how can you escape being condemned to hell? How can you escape being condemned to hell? Pastor, yung mga religious leaders, maimpierno. Pastor, yung mga nagtuturo ng Bible, maimpierno. Oh, of course. Because they did not submit to the righteousness of God. They wanted to establish their own righteousness. And therefore, it is not pleasing to God. And therefore, they cannot be saved. John 6:63, it is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh, and yung good works, flesh yan, is no help at all. Romans 8:6-7, for to set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the Spirit is life and peace. For the mind that is set on the flesh is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law. Indeed, it cannot. And those who are in the flesh cannot please God. Alam niyo po, bakit man sabihin, pero basahin niyo ang words ni Jesus. Don't listen to me. Don't just take my word. Research it for yourself. Read the Gospels. Yung mga religious people who say, well, I'm not religiously sick. I'm not morally sick. I don't need a physician. I don't need a savior. Sila po, they are not pleasing to God. And so many of them will be in hell. Not because God doesn't want them to be saved, but they rejected God's way. And they are proud, and they will receive the just result of their choices. But anyway, let's talk about the new life. To receive and enjoy the new life, you must be born again through the Spirit of God. So karon New Life Sunday nato ni, and sa New Life Sunday ang gusto ni Lord kitang tanan makadawat og bagong kinabuhi or magalakaw sa bagong kinabuhi. Righteousness, peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. How? By being born again. Jesus said in John 3, 5, 6, and 7, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. Kanang born again, dili na religion. Dili na ka ng mga weirdo ng mga tao. Sa mga mindset, hindi ba yung mga mabang buhok, nakputi, bawal ito, karami-raming bawal. Parang gano'n. No. Born again is not like that. Born again is, natawa ka pag una, born of the flesh, flesh ka. Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, the Bible says. Di ka kasunod sa langit. Okay? You need to be born one more time. Born again, born the second time. How? By the Spirit. What is born of the flesh is flesh. What is born of the Spirit is spirit. Katuuna, unod lang to, laman lang, ngayon, spirito ni Lord. Okay? And if you're born again, born of the Spirit, born the second time, then you can receive life because the Spirit is life. So let's talk about how to receive, unsa ang pagdawat, o pag-enjoy sa bagong kinabuhi. How to receive and enjoy the new life. Again, John 3, 5, we want to focus on, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. So ano ang dapat nating gawin? Number one is receive the cleansing of your soul through the Word of God. Yun yung born of water. Water is a symbol of the Word of God. Water cleanses, washes, purifies, removes the stain, removes the sin. Ephesians 5:26, that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word. Linisin ni Lord ang iyang bride, the people of God, cleansing the people of God by the washing of water with the word. Right now, as you're listening to me, in the spiritual realm, if you're receiving the word of God, the Word of God is cleansing you. Hinugasan ka. Nililinisan ka. Okay? Tinatanggal ang dumi sa'yo. Okay? All you need to do is receive that. Remember, salvation is a gift. We talk about repentance. It's very important. But salvation is a gift. You receive a gift. You don't buy a gift. You don't work hard for a gift. You just receive a gift. Number two, receive the planting of the seed of the new life in you through the Holy Spirit. So, yung flesh, hindi na dapat yan ang mag-rule sa buhay natin. Dapat ang Holy Spirit na. The Holy Spirit carries to us the message that gives us life. The Holy Spirit gives to us the seed of the life, the nature of God. When we receive the Holy Spirit, we receive the new life of the Lord. Now, when you and I pray to receive Christ, give ourselves to the Lord, tama yung language. Walang mali doon sabi, we are receiving Christ. Pero in an accurate way of saying it, we are receiving the Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of Christ. The Bible is very clear. The Father in heaven rules there in heaven, and the Son of God, Jesus Christ, sits at his right hand, co-ruling with him and interceding for the people of God. Ang nandito sa mundo ngayon, ang Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ, in fact, will not come back on the second coming, okay, not a thousand coming, second coming, until ready na lahat, okay? And meaning, the bride has been prepared, the people of God has been prepared. So, we receive the Holy Spirit. Titus 3, 5, He saved us, God saved us, not because of the works done by us in righteousness, dili kay butan kita, but according to His mercy, sa kaluoy sa Ginoo, by the washing of regeneration and renewal by the Holy Spirit. So, today, on a New Life Sunday, we encourage you, abriya imong kasing-kasing, dawata ang balaang Espiritu. Let the Holy Spirit come to you and plant the seed of the life of God. Renew you, change you, give you new life in Jesus' name. And number three is deny yourself, carry your cross, and follow Jesus. Okay, kinahanglan mo i-deny imong kaugalingon. Balibaran nimo ang kasala, balibaran nimo ang mga maling desire sa imong unod, balibaran nimo ang kalibutan in terms of the wrong influences, ang yawa in terms of the wrong the temptations, etc. Romans 8:13, if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put it at the deeds of the body, you will live. Luke 9:23 and 24 and 25. And Jesus said to all, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up or carry his cross daily and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it. Whoever loses his life for me and for my sake will save it. What does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses or forfeits himself? So what do you need to do to receive the new life? Deny yourself. Dili na ikaw ang masunod. Dili na imong unod ang masunod. Dili na imong dreams and longings ang masunod. Si Lord na. And then, you carry your cross. You take up your cross daily. Unsa man na siya, there is an element of sacrifice and dying. Dili pwede na karon follower na kanigad, buhatan gihapon nimo tanang ginabuhatin mo before. Dili pwede nga as is lang ang kinabuhi. No, na I change of management. And then you follow Jesus. You give up so that you can save your life. And that's what God wants. Like Samson, tayo po ay may magandang calling. But sana, unlike Samson, yung calling natin ma-fulfill natin. Paano? By trusting in Jesus, by surrendering our lives to the Spirit of God, by saying no to the flesh, and yielding to the Holy Spirit. Mamaya po mag-pray tayo. And when we pray, we just encourage you, just close your eyes, or even open your eyes, and just tell Him, Lord God, Holy Spirit, I need you. Nakinabuhi ko sa sala, sa unod, pasaylo ako, and right now, come into my life, be my boss, be, you know, the one who will lead me. Pasaylo ako, baguha ko. Come, Holy Spirit, take over my life. And when you do that, the Holy Spirit will come and change you. Amen. Right now, let's watch two video testimonies. And napakaganda na ginawa nila sa buhay nila as they surrendered to the Lord. Let's listen and watch and be blessed. Testimonies of Bernabe Naol and Oliver Abatol.
Ako si Bernabe Naol at ito ang testimonya ko. Nasa elementary pa lang ako nang maghiwalay yung mga magulang ko. At nung grade 5, natuto na akong mag-cutting class, magnakaw, magsigarilyo at uminom ng alak. Apat na beses ako nag-first year, pero hindi ko matapos-tapos dahil nalulong ako sa barkada at bisyo. Hanggang sa tuluyan akong tumigil at hindi na nakapagpatuloy sa pag-aaral. Naranasan ko magsingot ng rugby, magmariwana at gumamit ng illegal na droga. Hanggang sa nagbebenta na ako ng mariwana sa amin. Nasali rin ako sa gang at nasanggot sa mga away-kali, natamaan ng bato sa ulo at namugbog ng kalaban na grupo. Ang buhay ko dati, pariwara, patapon at walang patutunguhan. Sobrang miserable. Akala ko noon, doon na lang ang buhay ko hanggang sa mamatay. Ika nga, nabuhay ka sa patalim ka rin mamamatay. Pero hindi ko akalain na mag-iiba ang takbo ng buhay ko. Ang Diyos pala sa akin ay may plano. Sinama ako ng ate ko sa church. She prayed for me and invited me to join a life group. Sa life group, naramdaman ko ang pagmamahal ng isang pamilya. Nagsisimba na rin ako at umattend ng youth events. Then I decided to join the Light Up Retreat dito sa Lighthouse. Nalaman ko na Jesus died for me just to save me. Doon, I made a decision na isuko ang buhay ko sa Panginoon. Bumingi ako ng kapatawaran sa lahat ng kasalanan na gawa ko. Agad binuksan ng Panginoon ang mata ko at naramdaman ko na may Diyos pala nagmamahal sa akin ng tunay na handa akong patawarin anuman ang kamalian ko sa buhay. Ako'y binago niya at binigyan ng bagong simula. Nagkaroon ng patutunguhan ng dating ako na ligaw at pariwara. Inalaya ko ng Panginoon sa lahat ng bisyo ko at tinanggal niya lahat ng aking kasalanan. Ngayon, nagsiserve na ako sa Panginoon. Part ako ng life group at nagli-lead din ako ng life group. I share to people the hope found only in Jesus Christ. And then 2018, nakapagtapos ako sa ALS, Alternative Learning System. At isa rin ako sa pinalad na mabigyan ng award. In 2020, I was given a privilege na mapabilang sa church staff. Hindi ako karapat-dapat, but I said to God, Lord, bahala ka na sa akin. And glory to God, God blessed me with so many first times. Nakapunta ako sa mga lugar na hindi ko akalain na mapupuntahan ko. Local missions, biyahe, outside Davao and Mindanao with our pastors and the staff of the church. Hindi ka lugi pag binigay mo buhay mo sa Panginoon. Years ago, I gave my life to God. Mula noon, wala ng bisyo, wala ng alak at droga. I found true love and lasting joy in God. He is the one that truly satisfies. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
I am Oliver Abatol, and this is my story. I was born in a poor family. I can still remember in my elementary days, after school, we would go and scavenge some garbage on our way home so we can earn money and buy food. Growing up, both my parents did not have a stable job, which made our life even more difficult. Because of poverty, I became very ambitious and very competitive. I always wanted to be on top, to the point that I even suffer and got sick just to become number one. And though I achieved all of my goals, I was never contented. I was still empty. I was still unhappy. As time passed, I got married, got a job, and started to taste the sweet success of my hard work. This boosted my confidence and built so much pride in me. Pride and success ate my fear of God that I started doing some secret sins. I thought I can do everything I want and get away with it, so I had an affair. Until one day, my secret affair was exposed and has caused a devastating effect to me, to my wife, to my family, and to my job. The results of my long hardships and perseverance, I almost lost it all. I was at the lowest point of my life when God pulled me up. God reached out and someone invited me to join the Sunday service here in Lighthouse and invited me to join a life group. There, God started to fix my broken life. Later on, I decided to join the Light Up retreat. God made me realize how proud I was and decided to ask for God's forgiveness and repented from all of my sins. There, I felt that God gave me a second chance. He saved me from shame. He lifted me up. He removed all of my sins. God even freed me from my affair and from my proud heart. And that was the time I decided to fully give up and surrender my life to Him. I am happily serving the Lord as one of the core leaders of Lighthouse Tagum. God restored my family, my relationship with my wife, with my kids. I am also a life group leader, yet God did not stop there. God expanded my love for people as I was entrusted to lead the outreach ministry in Pagsabangan. I never imagined that God would use me. Once an adulterer, but now a faithful lover of God, a mighty warrior, and ministry leader. As the Bible says, for man it is impossible, but for God, everything is possible. God is indeed incomparable in goodness and in faithfulness. All glory and honor belongs to Him.
Thank you, Lord. May bagong buhay pa po na pwede na-experience na ating lahat. And I pray that today you will give your life to the Lord. I pray that today will be a day of new life for you. Mag-pray po tayo ngayon. I pray you would surrender your life to God. Tayo po tayong lahat. Let's come before the Lord in prayer. Can you close your eyes? Can you right now even raise your hands? Just surrender to the Lord. Let's pray. Father in heaven, salamat Lord God sa iyong salita. Salamat Ginoo Lord God sa imong grasya o kaluoy. Lord, sama ni Bernabe o ni Oliver God, nagaduol kami Ginoo. Pasaylo kami sa among mga sala o Diyos. Baguha kami Ginoo, pinagi sa balang Espiritu. Right now, would you come before the Lord and talk to God? Surrender your life to the Lord. Even those joining us online, pray to the Lord right now. Surrender your life to God. Wherever you are today, open your heart. Talk to the Lord. Tell God today, God, kinanglan ta ka? Pasailua ko Ginoo, Lord, I've been living by the flesh, whether it's a sinful flesh or the religious flesh. But God, I've been living by the flesh. Forgive me, God. But right now, I surrender to you. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come and take over my life. Holy Spirit, come and change me. Holy Spirit, come and forgive me. Holy Spirit, come and give me a new life. Hatay kong bagong kinaboy. Right now, wherever you are, come on, right now, surrender your life to God. Ayaw ingon pohon lang. Dili pa ko ready. Ayaw lang sa karon. Ayaw lang sa ano, karon, this is the time. Give your life to God. Just tell Him, Holy Spirit, pasaylo ako. Forgive me, Lord God. And right now, dili na ko magkinaboy sa unod. Pinaaki na sa iyo mag-home, Holy Spirit. Dear God, forgive me and change me. I surrender to you and I give you my life and I receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. So Lord, come right now. Change us now. We receive you. Thank you, God. Salamat, Lord God. Salamat. Come on, just give your heart to the Lord. And God, in His mercy and grace, will forgive your sins and make you His child. So Lord, salamat, God. Salamat. You receive a brand new life now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for listening to this episode. We hope you are blessed, changed, and encouraged. If you enjoy this podcast, please share and click the notification bell so you will be notified for every new upload. Lighthouse Christian Fellowship can now be your home church no matter where you live. Head over to our Facebook page or YouTube channel and stay connected online. God bless you. Until next time.